G'day, this is Jo Martin and welcome to your Soft Powercast, where you'll discover one of many ideas for leading a more fruitful and fulfilling life. Today, we're talking about soft power planning. If you've ever set a goal and not achieved it, or worse still, set a goal, achieved it, and felt that totally unfulfilling sensation of why did I even want this in the first place, then today's Soft Powercast is going to make a lot of sense to you, because we're talking about why goal setting doesn't always work for women and an approach that we can take instead. So let's kick off there here with this big bold claim that goal setting doesn't always work for women. I have worked with a number of leaders and entrepreneurs over the years. And when I say this to a room of successful women entrepreneurs, they look at me like I am speaking a different language. They're like, what are you talking about? The reason I've achieved what I've achieved in my business is because I set goals, I go after them, and I make them happen. And so it takes a little bit of unpicking. At this time, what I tend to do with women in my workshops is challenge them on them and ask them about goals that they have achieved that weren't fulfilling for them and goals that they've achieved that were fulfilling for them. And on further questioning, what often comes to pass is those that were fulfilling, that they really enjoyed the journey of, and when they got there, they were proud of, were goals which they had set using, inadvertently, the soft power planning process I'm going to be sharing with you today. Those goals that they achieved that they didn't find fulfilling, or perhaps those that they had set but never achieved, were often set in a very different way. And that is using the logic brain, which we'll talk about just now. So let's talk about this big, bold claim that goal setting doesn't always work for women and why. I mean, gosh, it's very controversial, right? Very, very controversial. I can appreciate that. So why doesn't it always work? Well, the first reason is that most of us set goals from the head and not the heart. We set them reactively in response to external situations and wanting to fix or change something, as opposed to tuning into our purpose, getting a sense of the direction that we want to take our lives and our lifestyle, and choosing appropriate milestones that would mark us well along that journey. Totally different conversation. The other thing is the environment in which we often set goals is often the antithesis to connection to the heart. In other words, you know, a board meeting, like let's set some targets, or, you know, a staff meeting where you've got a plan for the month ahead and how can we fix this revenue challenge we're having. It just sends us into our head to come up with solutions, not necessarily coming up with purpose-aligned goals, or what I prefer to call intentions. The other thing is that a lot of goal setting technology, especially smart goals, you know, specific, measurable, you know, they've got to be focused on results and be realistic and timed goals. Especially when we put that deadline on something, it activates the archetype of Superwoman. Superwoman says, okay, I've got to get that done by a certain period of time, and it's got to be this big and this much, and by then, right, let's get on and get that done. It activates that part of us which is our masculine energy, and she's often driven by fear. Now, the problem is we can absolutely achieve great results with Superwoman. There's no doubt about that. All women can achieve and create results from their masculine energy. But when we get there and we do achieve it, it's often unfulfilling because it wasn't connected to our authentic self in the initiation phase. We create magic from our feminine energy. We create magic from our soft power. And that's where we prefer to come from a planning perspective. So at One of Many, we tend away from goal setting. We talk more about intentions, and let's have a look at that word intention for a moment. We talk about intent, purpose, aspiration, will, or thought. It comes from the old French in the 12th century, if we look at the etymology of the word, and actually before that even from the Latin, which is a stretching out, a straining, exertion of effort or attention. Also in the Middle English, it's related to emotion, feelings, heart, mind, mental faculties and understanding. So intention for me feels like a much more solid, a solid place that's more integrated in its approach. And that's, we like to, you know, we like to talk more about intentions than goal setting. But even more specific than that, we have a particular process that we use called soft power planning, which allows us to get much clearer about what the right course of action is on any given project we might be working on and bring it to fruition in a much more powerful way, utilizing not only the power of our conscious mind and our conscious contacts, but also the power of our unconscious mind. And if you reach out into it, your connection to, you know, to the universe at large, however you represent that to yourself. So let's talk about the soft power planning process for a moment. We want to avoid setting just coming up with some random goals or a random project that we want to do just because we think it's a good idea. What we instead want to do is really feel into what is going to be the best possible use of my time right now. And whether we're asking ourselves that question in the business setting, whether we're asking it in a personal setting, about creating a relationship that we want, or perhaps having a child, or whatever aspect it is that we want to do some planning around or some creation around, it's not just something we pluck out of the air from our head. It needs to be something which is deeply aligned with our purpose, I believe, because to the extent that our intentions and the plans that we create are aligned with our purpose, then they actually come to fruition. Before I go into the steps, I just want to share a great story with you that I think illustrates the difference between goal setting and planning and what we call soft power planning. One of the members of my Empress Collective, which is a high-end luxury adventure travel club for women entrepreneurs, for want of a better way of putting it, a lovely woman named Marianne was and has always been very, very committed to planning and goal setting. In fact, you know, she does it annually, she does it quarterly, she does it monthly, and has achieved good results with that. She just finished a quarterly planning session with her business partner when we went away on a retreat, and I taught soft power planning as I'm about to teach it to you now. And as she went through the process, she had a huge awakening, because at the end of going through the process, she realized that her targets for the next quarter, her goals for the next quarter, were completely different to the goals that she had come up with in her quarterly planning meeting. Because these goals were aligned with purpose. These goals were coming from the heart. And as I asked her, how do you feel about these goals that you've created, these intentions that you've created, compared to the goals that you set at your recent meeting? She said, oh, I just, this, it feels not only more doable, but more enjoyable. And that was powerful. That's the difference. It gives you goals that are right for you, not goals that are just, as I say, plucked out from the air. So the soft power planning process, like many of our processes inside of One of Many, utilizes our women's power types. And again, they just provide a nice little shorthand to help you get into the right energy for different steps of the process. So you might be considering creating or crafting a new project right now. Maybe you want to start a business. Maybe you want to lose 10 pounds. Maybe you want to find the man of your dreams. Who knows what that project is that you want to create. It could be in any context. I'm going to talk you through a process now for planning that, but not in your traditional logical way. So step one is to create the vision. Now, step one, the vision comes from sorceress energy. So the best way that you can possibly do this, of course, is to get into flow, activate your flow state, the power type of the sorceress. Now, how you do that is entirely up to you. For me, if I'm doing soft power planning, I like to actually start it a little bit you know, a little bit more feminine and not so much flip charts and post-it notes. I like to start with a candle burning or, you know, just something in a nice environment. Even if I'm doing planning with the team, we'll start the day with pulling a goddess card or something like that. It doesn't have to be much, but enough to say, let's get ourselves aligned to each other. Let's get ourselves aligned to what we're here to co-create and what the purpose of us being in business is, etc. Something to make it a little bit magical, right? Now, some of you might be thinking, what are you talking about? But trust me on this, the more relaxed you can get yourself and the more you let your kind of inner cheeky sorceress run away with you on this process, the more profound the intentions that will be suggested to you are and the more likely they are to be not only achievable but actually more fulfilling for you. So you create the vision from sorceress, and this, if we're talking about the business context or your project, it should be an imagery-based vision. Now, some people do a process like vision boarding, which I haven't done a lot myself. I just kind of do a lot of imagining because I hold visions very well in my mind's eye. However, having said that, I know that vision boarding works really powerfully for a lot of people and indeed with our Empress members when we were doing it, we did do the vision board exercise and it was very powerful. So maybe you get, you know, a bunch of magazines and you just go through, flick through and pull out images that appeal to you around the project that you're wanting to plan out for your vision. Now, your vision is something that doesn't have a timeline on it. It's just out there. And we don't know how far out it is. It could be out there 20 years, 5 years, 3 years, who knows, right? It doesn't matter. It's just out there. It's the ultimate vision of what it is that you want to create in this arena that you're talking about. It'll probably have some lifestyle elements as well as some specific kind of representation of the goals that you've achieved. So go non-verbal with it, right? Images work really well. Words are fine too, but really, really focusing in on those images that kind of are suggested to you from the sorceress. Really feel yourself leaning into, what I would call your knowing. I have this belief, and it's not the truth, but when I act as if it is the truth, it makes my life a lot easier. And that is that my heart's desire and the will of source, I call it source, you might call it God, goddess, whatever, my heart's desire and the will of source are the same. So if something is deep in my heart as a desire, it's because it's for me achieving that or having that in my life is actually what the universe wants for me to get on that journey, because that's how I'll make my biggest contribution to this place, this thing called the world. So I have that belief. And when I act as if that's the truth, then I certainly have a very much more enjoyable time of life. So it's reaching into heart's desires, really reaching into that and coming up with the vision. So that's the first step. The second step is then we shift power type and we go more into the queen now. So sorceress has provided the vision. Now we get into the queen, and the queen is that part of us which is serene. She's regal. She's wanting to leave a legacy. So she can see the legacy provided by the sorceress that's going to be left by her in the arena of this project. Now we need to bring some order and structure to it, but it's going to be an intuitive order and structure, and that's what the queen can bring us. So ask yourself, what does your intuition tell you about what's the right milestone? And I like to think about them as milestones. What would be a good milestone at the 1 year mark towards this vision? And trust your intuition on it, right? Trust your intuition. You're reaching into your knowing for this. It's like you already know. It's kind of like some part of you magically, and I know this doesn't make sense, but go with it. Imagine as though some part of you's actually already achieved this vision and walked the path already. It's more like asking yourself the question, where was I at the 1 year mark, rather than what do I feel I can achieve in a year? It's a different approach. We're not coming from where we are right now. We're coming more from what does it feel like and what does your intuition suggest is where you'll be in a year with regards this. This would be traditionally what people would call your one-year goals. But as I said, I just like to get rid of that word goal altogether and focus on milestones, as though it's a milestone on the journey towards the vision. So in a year, what milestones would be there for that project? Then you can still in Queen come back and go, okay, what are the quarterly milestones towards this? So if that's where I am in a year's time, where was I at the 9 month mark, the 6 month mark, the 3 month mark? But it's more about reaching into your knowing as opposed to strategic planning from here to there, right? It's more about reaching into your knowing of what's in the path in front of you. So be careful about that. Do that also from your Queen power type. So come up with some quarterly milestones, for instance. At that point, it's like the Queen's kind of said, well, here's where we need to be in the next 3 months. It's at that point that the Warrioress steps up and goes, okay, great. Well, here's what I know we can do in the next month to get that done. And Warrioress sets then monthly milestones. She kind of gets the marching orders from the Queen, sees what needs to happen. It's the Warrioress who can get that started. So they would be your monthly targets, your monthly goals. But as I say, I prefer to call them milestones. You can then break each of those down into doable chunks and step by steps. Here's the thing. So if we just recap that for a second, you've created your vision around this project and your life from the Sorceress. Then you've broken it down to where you've got into Queen and you've felt into that vision where you feel it's going to be in a year's time. And you've worked it back from there just from a very much a feeling state of what would feel great to have achieved. What does your intuition tell you where you'll be on that path at the 9, 6, and 3 month marks? And then you're starting to get some suggestions of your monthly milestones or big rocks, as I would call them. What are my big rocks to get done this month? Now, having done that or having said that, you might be listening to this going, oh, well, the project I'm talking about, I want to achieve it in 3 months. You know, the whole thing's over and done within 3 months. That's fine. You can still do this. You just change the time frames that you're using the power types on, right? So you'd still do your vision, but your Queen would say, well, where are you going to be in 3 months? And then you can go straight to the monthly from there. And what are the first steps? Do you get the idea? So you can adjust your time frames accordingly. But this is, I'm just sharing it here from the point of view of if you were doing strategic business planning, for instance. I don't ever set goals beyond a year in business. I have a feeling of where we might go that's in the vision. You know, I know I want to take one of many global. I know that we're going to be have training organizations in multiple companies. I just know all that stuff. It's in the vision. Does it necessarily mean I'm activating it all right in this year? No, it doesn't, because I'm also busy growing a young family. So it's all about time, right? So be aware of that, that anything beyond a year in business, with things changing the rate that they do, I don't think you can set kind of targets in that arena anyway, which is why I like to go from vision to a sense of where things are going to be in a year or so, possibly 3 years, but definitely in a year or so. And quarterly, monthly, and then into your weekly and then daily. So I hope that gives you a good sense of soft power planning and where to get started with that. Whatever project it is you're looking at whether it be with your coach or as a part of your activating your Lead the Change project, if you're working with Lead the Change, if you're working on any aspect with us, this is the kind of approach to take to come up with what your action steps really should be. Then you can absolutely use your masculine to get things done. You can use that masculine energy that's available to you from the Warrioress to do the doing. Just don't use that to come up with the vision. Otherwise, you know, I remember Susie Heath, who's one of our collaborators and extraordinary trainer, sharing with me. She said, you know, I went off to Tony Robbins and I was there with all my friends and I set these goals that I wanted to own a Learjet, and I went home and I was working really hard to work towards this Learjet. And she said, I woke up one day and went, I don't want a Learjet. Where did that even come from? We absolutely want to make sure that our planning comes from a purpose-focused place, a vision-focused place that's aligned with our heart and what we most deeply desire. So this week, I want you to focus on doing some soft power planning around a project that's important to you right now. If you have questions about it, you can jump into the B1 Global Community. You can ask them in your soft power circle if you're doing the Lead the Change program. Or you can ask your personal coach. Look forward to hearing how it goes for you and what sort of miracles you start to create as you start using soft power planning.